This nonprofit is making waves in our communities with financial education. Find out more coming up next. Are you tired of the traditional money advice? Me too. Bienvenida. Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast. Join me each week for down-to-earth money conversations that will leave you with more confidence and inspiration to help you take control of your money. And you will probably learn some Spanish along the way too. ¿Lista? You ready? Empecemos pues. Let's get started. Hola, ¿qué tal? How are you doing? This is Jen Hempel, your host. If you are listening to this the day it is released, happy Thanksgiving to you. I personally am currently in Colombia with my family, which is nice. Can you believe it's been 5 years since I've made it back? Anyways, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, we are changing things up a bit here today. As you know, one of the aspects of Thanksgiving is an expression of gratitude. An expression of gratitude can come in many forms, from prayer, a simple thank you, acts of kindness, and so forth. One of the things that I like to do personally as an expression of gratitude is giving. It helps me create more abundance in my life, which is necessary for a great mindset and just literally everything, just feeling good and all those things. And with giving, one of the organizations that I have given to is the Plutus Foundation. And I've invited Harlan Landis, the founder of the Plutus Foundation, to talk to us about what they are doing in our communities with financial education. So you're going to get to hear about the different projects. And there's also an opportunity for you to become involved as well. Allow me to give you a little backstory on Harlan. He is the founder of Consumerism Commentary, one of the first blogs to focus primarily on personal finance, where he anonymously shared the intimate details of his bank accounts and income, engaging readers on a journey from debt to financial success. In 2015, he founded the Plutus Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit community foundation that provides grant money and giving opportunities for the financial media community to enhance financial literacy, education, and empowerment. Lista, let's meet Harlan and get to know about the Plutus Foundation. Bienvenido, Harlan, to the Her Money Matters podcast. I'm excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much, Jen.
Well, today, Harlan, we're going to talk about your baby, the Plutus Foundation. And I really am familiar with it, but I don't know the backstory, how it came to be. So tell us what the Plutus Foundation is and the backstory. Give us the inside scoop.
Sure. Well, I guess it all started probably over a decade ago. The financial blogging and podcasting community was a lot smaller. And one of the things that I've always done, having been involved in this community as it was budding, 15 years ago, I started my financial blog, 15 years, which is crazy.
Wow.
So obviously the community was a lot smaller back then. And one thing that I wanted to do, and a few of us wanted to do, was bring everybody together, have everybody work together more often, collaborate, pass on ideas, share strategies that worked with their blogs and podcasts. So one of the things that I thought of to bring this community together and to increase our visibility among the world, especially within other more quote unquote professional media at the time, one of the things that I thought that would be fun to do all of that was to have an awards ceremony. So I created the Plutus Awards. This was definitely about a decade ago. And what that was supposed to do was to give everybody in the community a chance to show what was working, what we liked out of each other's work, and also to bring some attention to this community. And in addition to that, also provide some feedback to the financial products and services in terms of what we thought as quote unquote experts, what our favorites were. So that way we were awarding also the best consumer focused products and services within the community. But the end result of this was an award ceremony. And what it ended up doing is, and you mentioned FinCon earlier, once FinCon was created, it's a conference, mostly in the beginning for financial bloggers and podcasters, we had an actual award ceremony. So this was a lot of fun. And of course, it's grown a lot over the last 10 years. And that was the beginning. I realized after doing that for a while, that one thing that I wanted to do was find other ways to promote financial literacy. And that is how the foundation built out of the Plutus Awards. It basically took this community surrounding the Plutus Awards and found a way to focus our energies and our efforts into supporting projects that we knew that other bloggers and podcasters wanted to do in their communities and giving them a way to, you know, support them with resources and money.
Love it. Now I know the story because I didn't know what came first, the awards or the grant piece, which I find fantastic. And I don't know if you know this, Harlan, about the Plutus Awards. And a couple years ago, when I was a finalist for one of the awards, I was contacted by a book publisher because that book publisher found me through the website that listed the different finalists. So just kind of a piece of the power of the Plutus Awards. Besides, yes, it gives recognition within the community of financial bloggers, podcasters, and so forth, but it definitely gives a lot of credibility. So I just wanted to share that with you. I don't know if you knew that. I don't know if it's happened with other people as well, but just kudos to you because it does do a lot. So with the grant piece, tell us about some of those projects.
Sure. Well, the first grant we ever awarded went to Eva Baker. Now, if you're not familiar with Eva Baker, she runs a site called Teens Got Sense. And again, this is a site that gained our attention years ago when she started it. I believe Eva was only 17 at the time when she started this website, and it quickly became one of the top destinations for teaching kids or teenagers, really, basic information about managing their money. And Eva was a pioneer, and she wanted to go into the community in Florida where she lives and teach personal finance classes, taking her message that she perfected online, taking it to the street and getting in front of people, especially teenagers, so they can learn these things and work with personal finance hands-on and get experience. And not just, this isn't just giving a class and then leaving and then letting these teenagers fend for themselves after you provide the information, which is what a lot of people do when it comes to financial literacy. Mm-hmm. This was a series of classes where she could continue over time revisiting the same issues and the same individuals and really stay with them as they learn to integrate their new financial knowledge in their lives. And it's amazing. It is so much more effective than we feel that it's more effective than going into schools and requiring people to take a personal finance class, which is good, but it isn't the end all be all to financial literacy. Having these programs in the communities where you can follow and take the time to really deal one-on-one with the students as well, I think that is very effective.
Especially because she has been a guest on the podcast, and especially Eva being, at that time, a teen, where she taught to her peers. And who are you going to listen more to, a peer or a teacher or your mom and dad, right?
Oh, that's so exactly right.
That's definitely super effective. And what other types of projects have you had that you'd like to share with us?
One other that I like to talk about is Amanda Grossman. She runs a site called Money Prodigy. And what she wanted to do was take what she calls the Mount Everest money simulation. And this is another way to reach young people and teach them lessons about budgeting and personal finance. And what this is a program where the students interact and find ways to get a climber up to the top of Mount Everest using a budget. And it's really a fantastic and fun program, and it connects with a lot of people. And Amanda's been able to reach out to hundreds of young people with this program.
Gamifying it. That's awesome. Love it. Now, I'm curious, with the Plutus Foundation, what is your big overarching vision? So of course, you've got the Plutus Awards, and of course, you give out grants to people that are doing some fantastic things in local communities. But where do you want to take this to?
Well, what we want to do is our main audience is the financial media. We want to support their efforts. And I'm talking about bloggers, podcasters, financial authors, everybody who produces information about personal finance, and give them some support, financial support, material support, and just other ways to promote what they're doing so that they can be more effective as they take their messages offline in some cases, go into their communities, and really encourage them to meet people in person and see the kind of effect that they can have when they take their message and make it personal like that.
I love it. Love it. Now, so of course, you and I know, and those listening know that financial literacy, we've got a long ways to go. Of course, in schools, there's some schools it's required, some it's not, depending on the state. Some states are very, very active, such as I know New Jersey, in terms of really up-leveling that financial education in their schools and their states. How do you see, because sometimes I feel like with what you're doing and collaborating in the different states with the schools, how do you, I mean, it's a great compliment, but do you see some potential collaboration?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, one of our most recent grant recipients is for a program that's been developed at a university as a research project, and it's called Econ Beats. And this is a program that's already in high schools and universities throughout the country and even in Australia. But what this does is it is a curriculum for personal finance, but it also incorporates music. Now, I'm a musician. I have a musical background. So this was very cool to me to see this application come in for this grant. And it's an effective program, so we wanted to support it and provide them ways to get this into more schools. Because there are materials involved in this curriculum, it costs schools some amount of money to bring it in. So through this grant, we are able to encourage or make this program available to more schools and more high schools and more universities. So we're excited about that. It's a really innovative curriculum, and we've supported other projects that are curriculum-based, mm-hmm. and we hope to develop more curriculum-related materials in the future and provide them as support for our members of the financial media who are also involved in educational programs in schools and can put, you know, the information that we can provide into their curricula. So I think that's really important.
Absolutely. Love it. Now, is there anything else in the works with the Plutus Foundation? Maybe an inside scoop of what's to come?
Yes.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of stuff coming within the whole Plutus Foundation organization. Yes, we have the 10th annual Plutus Awards coming up in 2019. We're really excited about making this event more bigger and more influential every year, and we will continue to do that. So we have the Plutus Awards, 10th annual, 2019. Plutus Foundation will be releasing more grants as our situation allows. And right now we tend to offer about $5,000 to $8,000 a year in grants each year. We're hoping to increase that, which we'll get to in a little bit. And something totally brand new, we just had our first preview event in New York City for what we're calling Plutus Voices. This is going to be an opportunity to have networking for the financial media. Bloggers, podcasters get together and talk to each other, think about what kind of projects they can collaborate on and just get to know each other, as well as informational sessions go on at these Plutus Voices events. So the latest one that we had in New York City was a preview of the 2019 tour. And the topic at that one was engaging with your audience and how to get them to take action and have an impact on them. So it's really useful for financial media, for bloggers and podcasters, writers, authors, whoever it happens to be. So we're going to continue doing more of these events in 2019. And they're going to be really exciting. It's different than the other types of conferences that financial media has been to. We're taking a really innovative approach and doing some fun things with this. And I'm really excited to bring this to more cities in 2019.
Well, I want to congratulate you. That's a lot. That is so fantastic. And then you are a nonprofit organization. There is a campaign that is coming up in a few days, Tuesday, November 27th. It's the Giving Tuesday Marathon. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, first of all, we are a nonprofit, as you mentioned. So we are looking to raise more money so we can provide more grants and do more projects of our own and bring financial literacy to more people. That is the bottom line. That is what we're looking to do. And the reason we started this foundation in the first case where there's already so many financial literacy organizations out there, and a lot of them do a great job. But we knew that we had a direct connection to this particular community, and we know that we could do things a little bit differently and have a different kind of effect than all of the other financial literacy organizations that are out there. And that's why it's important to focus this way and provide more to our audience here so that we can do more in a different way and still have a great effect on financial literacy within the United States. So in order to do that, in order to do all of the things that we love to do, we do need to raise some money. So what we're looking to do is have a marathon, a Facebook Live marathon on Giving Tuesday itself. So what we're going to do is have many speakers throughout the day on our Facebook page, Palouse Foundation, and you can hear from people like Eva Baker, who we mentioned earlier. You'll hear from J.D. Roth, the founder of Get Rich Slowly, one of the biggest and best financial websites that are out there. You'll hear from Jason Vitug, who ran for the last few years, has been running this great program called The Road to Financial Wellness, which the foundation has also supported. And you'll hear from me, and you'll hear from other bloggers and other personalities, all talking about why financial literacy is important. We'll be talking about our experiences, and it'll be a fun day that'll run from 9 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. in Mountain Time. So make sure you tune in to our Facebook page, Plutus Foundation, on that day, on Giving Tuesday, the Tuesday right after Thanksgiving.
Love it, love it. And I'll make sure that I can include a link to that Facebook page in the show notes. Love it. And this has been fantastic, Harlan. Is there anything that you would like to add? Because I wanted to bring you on because, one, I'm a fan, right? Of the Plutus Foundation. I'm a fan of everything that you all do. I think it's a great endeavor that you all are really wanting to take it to the local communities. I mean, it's perfect. Like you mentioned, it's different from other nonprofits where you're taking people that are bloggers, podcasters, different people in the financial community who are wanting to do some local projects, right? Some projects in their communities. And that's just a nice mix versus the nonprofits that they are doing great work, but it's what you're doing is different. So I applaud you.
Well, thanks a lot. And I appreciate that. And I just want to say that we appreciate what you're doing with the Her Money Matters podcast as well. And all the stuff that you're putting out there. And it's fantastic. And the only other thing I'd want to add is just a website for people to go to see exactly what we're doing with this Giving Tuesday campaign. And that is PlutusFoundation.org/GivingTuesday. And a little bit of insight here. We would love to raise $10,000 this season. And I believe that that is a goal that we can reach. And of course, I'm giving money into this as well. It's not just asking people to provide. It is a community-based project. We want to involve as many people as possible. And with all the great things that we're doing, we think if we reach these goals, then we can definitely expand our goals for next year, which is really exciting because we would love to give out more grants. We would love to have more programs. We would love to give the Plutus Voices Tour some support. And all of this will go to the eventual goal of helping financial literacy get out to the country through the financial media.
It makes so much sense. And I'm so excited for what's to come for you all. I'm excited to see what develops, what other projects get out in the community. Definitely. I can't wait to see what comes from this.
Me too. Every time we put out a request for grant applications, we hear about some interesting things that are going on, and we'd love to support as many as possible. And increasing our budget, which this campaign will hopefully do, will allow us to do a whole lot more. So we're really excited about it.
Absolutely. And I'll make sure to put that link in the show notes as well. Thanks you so much, Harlan, for joining us. It's been fantastic talking to you and learning more about the Plutus Foundation, some things that I wasn't aware of. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jen. I look forward to talking to you again sometime soon.
What did you think about Harlan, and how about that Plutus Foundation? I love absolutely what they're about. It's very interesting. It's very impactful what they're doing in the communities. And you can learn more about the Plutus Foundation and Giving Tuesday in their website, which I will link on the show notes. I also encourage you to check out and tune in for their Facebook Live marathon on that day. So make sure you mark your calendar for Tuesday, November 27th. Now, I'll get more into why I did this episode in a minute, but first, I want to do la mención semanal, or the weekly shout out. And in the spirit of Thanksgiving, because hello, it's Thanksgiving, I wanted to share my gratitude for having you, for believing in me and the mission of this podcast, for listening to this podcast and sharing it with others, which you have done so, so well. And I appreciate that. But most importantly, I am grateful that you are gaining something out of it. The messages I get, the posts that are in our community are so heartwarming. You are taking action and improving your financial life. And that, my friend, means the world to me. It's part of that fuel that pushes me to do better for you. As I mentioned at the beginning, one of the ways that I express gratitude is by giving. Sometimes that is financially, other times it comes in other ways like volunteering. Whatever it is, I challenge you to find a way to give in a way that makes sense for you. And when you do that, there are going to be three things that happen. Number one, you're going to feel more abundant and you are going to start focusing on all that you have versus what you don't have. Number two, you are going to become happier and feel better because just the act of giving, the act, whether you're volunteering or giving financially, whatever it is, you're going to feel good, right? It's just a natural thing that happens. And number three, you're going to have a renewed sense of energy, which literally clears up some bandwidth in the brain. And the reason why it does this is you're taking care of yourself. And when we go through life, the bandwidth in our brain gets taken up. And how we renew that energy is by taking care of ourselves, by relaxing, de-stressing. And giving is a way to do that, right? Giving will just definitely give you that renewed sense of energy. So when you do this, when these things happen, when you give in whatever way you're doing it, whether financially or volunteering, and those three things happen, guess what happens next? You are naturally able to make better financial decisions because in the moment that you think about it, in the moment that you are feeling good and feeling good about yourself, about life, about everything in general, you're relaxed, right? And when you are relaxed, you can think more clearly. And when you can think more clearly, you are better able and better equipped to make those financial decisions versus being stressed, versus having a lot on your mind. Because when you are stressed and have a lot on your mind, all that bandwidth is taken up. And guess what? You're not going to be able to think clearly. And it's not that you're going to make this really, really bad financial decision. Maybe it will happen, but what I'm saying is that you're not going to make the best decisions. Maybe you're, like I said, it's not going to be like necessarily that you're going to make this really bad decision, but you're not going to make the best decisions possible just because your mind isn't clear. Your bandwidth is all taken up. So definitely, I challenge you to really start giving in a way that makes sense for you because, again, you're going to feel more abundant. You're going to become happier and feel better, which means less stress. Hello. And you're going to have that renewed sense of energy, which really opens up that bandwidth in your brain to think clearer. Now, being thankful and having an abundant mindset and positive thoughts is fantastic. That is definitely important. And you know, I believe that, but it's not the only aspect of improving your financial life. That is why I created the Money Daily Ritual, which is a free worksheet that will help you lessen the overwhelm and help you figure out your strengths and what areas in your financial life need more attention. Maybe it is the mindset, right? So it's the worksheet will help you do that. And you can grab your free copy over at jenhemphill.com/ritual. Now, next week is the last week before our season break. And remember, during our season break, we are going into mini episodes and replays. But next week, it will just be you and me. And I'm going to share with you my biggest money lessons from our 8 moves in our 18 years. So that is a wrap for today. I want to thank Harlan for joining us, for sharing all that she shared about the Plutus Foundation and all the projects that they're up to, because that was fantastic. You can check out more on Harlan and more on the Plutus Foundation over at jenhemphill.com/161. Also, don't forget, if you love this podcast, if you love this episode and it made an impact on you, please, by all means, do share with your friends, family members, strangers, coworkers, because we never know what is really happening in their financial life. And just the sheer act of sharing this podcast, they could hear something, learn something that's going to move them and propel them forward. So I would greatly appreciate it. So thanks again for joining me, and I will talk to you again next Thursday. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. Ciao.